Show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Stupid management.
The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie. I just called
to say. You've got Wagga Wagga, Curry Curry, and Woi Woi. And you can get away with saying, I come from Wagga. But I've never really heard anyone saying, I come from Curry or I come from Woi. Can you get away with it?
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
And we're back. So much fun.
We're back.
We're Tom and Ollie. We have questions. That's what we do.
Yes. Hello. Or should I say, Sadika, Tom. Sadika and Sabari Mai.
Excuse me?
I'm just speaking a bit of Thai. I've been in Thailand. Ugh. I've been in Khao Lak. And yes, cow. I learned the language.
What did you do to a cow?
I've been to Khao Lak. I've got a Khao Lak on my hair. No, just been getting into the culture, Tom, in Thailand. Obviously,
nice.
Had 2 weeks off for myself. Yeah. You're in Hawaii?
Aloha. Mahalo.
What do they speak there? Because I asked you today, what do they speak in Hawaii?
American.
Is it?
Yeah, well, it's the States. It's the United States of America.
There's no other language.
Hawaiian?
That was your pizza order?
Yeah, well... Pineapple definitely on a pizza, just so you know.
Yeah, it's a great debate to have. Let's get into that. Do you have pineapple on your pizza?
Hang on. Let's not do that debate. Tonight, we have questions. We've got a brand new game called Can You Impress Shania Twain? We've all got impressive stories.
Yeah.
We've all got those. And tonight's your chance to try and impress Shania Twain with your impressive story.
D-mark, Tom. D-mark.
As well as there was this big like TV contest. Were you doing Thai again then?
Yes. You weren't even listening.
I was just thought you were so...
You thought I just said D-mark?
Yeah.
Like
I didn't know what you
like
were
I'm
doing.
Speaking English. Oh, we should D-mark that down under... Good one, Tom.
Ollie, I was in Hawaii. Up next, I'm going to tell you about my near-death experience and how I ruined it for everyone.
Whilst I was learning language, you were just almost dying.
Yeah. Part of it, my brain was swelling.
Aloha.
Mahalo. Tom and Ollie, Triple M, we have questions. Stick around. King of the Mountain, Midnight Oil, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Of course, the TV Week Logie Awards were on last night, Ollie.
Mm, see ya day.
Did you? Sorry?
That's Thai for what a pity.
What a pity, indeed.
Yeah, I did. It's good to learn some language when you're overseas, though. I know, you know, Logie Week is, what is it? TV Logie Night last night?
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
We'll catch up on that pretty soon, Tom, about 5 minutes. But I did learn some language, and it's good to learn words like what a pity, because it's just very handy. The best use was when I had a bread basket on our table at the restaurant was empty.
Yeah.
I just hold it up and go, oh, see ya day. What a pity. This is empty. And yeah, they go, do you want some more? Yes, I do. That'd be great.
What
but
else?
Of course, I said entire cup on cup.
What does that mean?
Thank you.
Hang on. What's thank you again?
Cup on cup. For the men. Women say cup on car. Men say cup on cup.
Cup on cup.
Well, it's not cup on cup. It doesn't sound a bit like that. But look, any Thai listening would be able to attest to what I'm saying here. I don't know
would
how
they?
Many.
If you're if you know some Thai,
133353,
we have questions.
I can go tete for tete.
Thai for Thai.
Tie for tie, tet for tet, head to head, in a tie off if you need me to.
Tie off.
Somebody my, Tom? So, you don't know what I'm saying, do you?
Somebody's...
It means how are you?
Somebody's my.
Somebody my.
Somebody my.
And the answer is simply, somebody. What a great language. Almost as easy as the Italian saying, ça va? Ça va?
Ça va?
Ça va? Or is that French? Oh no. I'm into Europe. Anyway, I didn't mean to derail your segment.
It's fine.
It's travel chat.
It is travel chat.
Because you were traveling. I mean, you went to Hawaii. You learned how to say aloha.
Mate, I had a need. I got aloha. Did the shaka a lot.
Whilst I was getting immersed in culture, reckon you almost killed yourself.
I did. I had a near-death experience. But let's put that on hold for a moment because I think your Thai language is what I want to focus on here.
Oh well, I mean, kun lo mak kap.
Excuse me.
I'm lying, but I've said you're very handsome.
Thank you.
Kun lo mak kap. I did learn how to say, that's for a man to say you're very handsome. I learned how to say kun suai, kun suai makap, which does mean you are beautiful to a lady, but suai is beautiful, but the guy said to me, suai means unlucky.
Yep.
So you could say to someone, you look very unlucky or you look very beautiful, and it's very hard to really toe that line. You hate to say to someone, you look very unlucky. in the street with no other context.
Were you saying it much? Like, when you go over to a different country, you went to Thailand, you immerse yourself in the culture?
Love it. Any chance I can get.
Yeah. So are you saying these phrases to Thai people?
Of course. I'm not going to say it to my friends who are just white and speak
English. Yeah, but what's their reaction to that? Do they love it?
Well, this is the thing. In my group of friends, there was four of us traveling. My job was to learn the language as best I could.
Well, your job was to leave the resort because everybody else just stayed at the resort.
Basically, and I was heading out of town. I try and impress everyone by going, guys, watch this. Kun lo mak kap. And sometimes when they just go,
they go, huh?
And they move on, you go, it's just embarrassing because your friends go, well, that didn't work, did it? It didn't land. But look, I think it's incumbent upon anyone traveling to try and learn some language.
Aloha.
In India, I love to learn to say, I love you, because it's the most shocking thing to hear a stranger just say, I love you. Men are just dumbfounded. But, I'm sorry, what?
Well, we've got Chris on 133353.
Oh, great. I can have a chat to him.
Really?
Well,
I don't think you'll be able to go tie for tie with Chris.
Well, I had a basic phrase book that I bought over there on the airport on the way over, and I learned as much as I could.
Well, why don't you say hello to Chris in Thai?
Ah, sawadee ka, Chris.
Sawadee kap.
Sabadi.
Sabadi kap.
Sabadi. Sabadi. Yeah, sabadi mai.
Sabadi kap.
Yeah, you keep. Okay, are you saying the same thing?
Well, you're asking me sabadi mai, which is how are you, and I'm saying I'm good.
Oh, you're saying I'm good, thanks.
Yes.
You're saying sabadi kap.
Yep.
Ah, brilliant. Am I saying this, when I say this to you, Chris, kun lo mak kap, is that correct? I'm saying you're very handsome?
Yes, that's right.
How do you know Thai?
I lived there for a couple of years.
Oh, nice.
Chai.
Yeah, chai, yes.
No, that's a latte.
Chai kap.
Chai means correct, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just affirming what Chris said. Yeah, well, chai. So you lived there whereabouts?
Bangkok.
And I didn't go to Bangkok, but I was in Phuket, not too busy, or at least Khao Lak wasn't busy. Was Bangkok pretty crazy to live?
Khao Lak.
Yeah, it was a good, fun place. There's always something interesting going on.
Yeah.
Why were you living there? Did you just decide to jump over and just go?
I had a friend, one of my friends, he was living there. I went over holidaying, and I lived there as well, so.
What, you went on a holiday and then just went, oh, I'm going to live here now?
Yeah, I just stayed there because I was working online at the time as well, so I could sort of take my work with me.
Sick.
I met a guy who was over there, Chris, he went to do I call it a Muay Thai class, but it's Muay Thai, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a Muay Thai class, that's what my girlfriend did. She did a Muay Thai class all week for 8 days.
Every day.
Every day. Very good at it by the end. But he was doing an intensive, like, month-long, fighting class, and he ended up just going for 6 months, and he's just there getting fit. Is that
common? That's right. A lot of people do it.
Well, they just go there and just start punching.
Yeah. There's plenty of people that do it. Don't worry about that.
Well, thanks for going tie for tie with Ollie there, Chris.
Yeah.
I don't know how well he went.
See you die. What a pity.
All right. Well, while you were saying I love you to strangers on the street, Ollie, I was actually involved in a near-death experience. It involves my brain swelling. That's right. My brain swelled up.
It's a good thing, surely. It got bigger.
Well... Okay. No, not in this instance.
Okay.
Up next, you'll hear the near-death experience of Tom. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's Semisonic with Closing Time. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. We'll also catch up on what the nation thought about the TV Week Logie Awards that happened last night with TV Tommy, where I just grabbed the Facebook comments of what people were saying about last night.
Oh, the night of nights, Tom.
There's a plethora of comments out there, Ollie. But I went through a near-death experience on my holiday to Hawaii. That's right. Hawaii.
Really, Tom? Well, that's a very...
I pronounce the W's as V's.
Is that a thing? So,
no? Yeah, Hawaii.
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 Well, everyone's learning on this show, aren't they?
Aloha.
Bloody educational. You're making it sound very dramatic. But
mahalo.
The question we're asking here is, did you ruin it for everyone, Tom? Yeah. So tell us, how did you ruin it for everyone / almost die?
Hawaii's made up of different islands. The main one that people would go to is the island of Oahu, which is where Waikiki is and the famous beach and all that kind of stuff. But we went over to the large island, the big island called Hawaii. That's the island of Hawaii. And on this island, Ollie, is...
Hawaii.
Yeah. Is a dormant volcano called Manakea, right? It's actually the highest... Okay, here we go. Yeah. It's the highest peak... No. Okay. It's the tallest mountain on Earth.
Okay.
I know what you're thinking.
Bigger than Everest?
Well, yes, it is, Ollie, because a lot of it... Yep, well, no, well, it is.
It's not.
You know what it is, because a lot of it is below sea level.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's...
Yeah, a lot of my body height is actually below the ground as well. Like, I'm actually not normally like 5'11" or 6'.
Well, it's one of the few places in the world where you can go from sea level, zero metres, to 4,207 metres in the sky.
Yeah. A lot of numbers here, Tom. How did you almost die, mate?
Mount Kosciuszko is only 2,228 metres, Ollie. So it's nearly double Mount Kosciuszko, okay, is what I'm saying.
It's a big mountain.
Well, what they say is, Ollie, when you go up Manakea, they're like, dudes, you need to chill out at the visitor's centre. You need to acclimatise because you can get a whole bunch of altitude sickness, okay, right? Yeah. Or as what I like to call it, acute hypoxia, Ollie. Lack of oxygen to the brain. We're like, nah, yeah, we're fine. We're four, like, young, strapping lads. We can go up this without a problem. So we get up to the visitor's centre. I'm feeling a little bit weird. Yeah. I start knocking into people in the
shop. You're doing
your
high-pitched voice of when you get nervous and you get uncomfortable. So the memories are obviously taking you back there.
I was in the visitor's shop, literally running into other people in the visitor's shop.
Really?
Yeah, trying on jumpers and things.
So how far up were you at that point?
That was at about 3,000 metres. So we still had a kilometre to go up.
So you weren't even walking. You were just driving.
Yeah.
You can't even say I had a hiking accident where I got crazily dizzy hiking.
Well, we left the visitor's centre. They go, hey, make sure if any of you are feeling unwell that to come back down. So we start going up and all of a sudden I start getting dizzy. I'm getting like real dizzy. Right. Then my hands start like clasping over and my mouth starts pursing in. My lips start pursing. And I start just going, and I start freaking out. And I go, guys, we need to turn around. They're like, no, we're still going up. It's fine. Anyway,
I'm just gonna. Can I get you to do that action again? I'm just gonna film it. I think it's important that to see what you look like when you're doing.
I am not gonna do the action.
No, you, just do what you experienced as you.
It's like
it's acute hypoxia.
Okay, I was like, and I started freaking out, going.
And so at this point, Tom's hands are clasping together, like his fingers are tensing up.
It wasn't good. Okay. It was a very horrible experience. Anyway, we read up later. If we'd kept going up that summit, my brain would have swelled so much that I would have died.
Really? They reckon you would have died.
Definitely would have died. 100%.
Man, acute hypoxia.
It'll do some weird shit to you, man.
It's a scary title for a disease.
The issue was we were going up to this summit for sunset and the three other guys in the car were fine. Apparently one in four people get this acute hypoxia.
And like, you're the one in four.
It's just random. I was the one in four.
Checks out.
And so I ruined the sunset.
Had they paid for the experience?
We paid like $15 for the car to get up there. Like a pass. Like a car pass.
Were they annoyed?
Yeah. Highly annoyed.
and
I'm like, guys, I nearly died. And they're like, yeah, well, we could have seen a bloody good sunset. You know?
Yeah. So you ruined it. All right. 133353. Did you ruin it for everyone? This is the kind of thing I reckon you've done a few times, Tom.
Oh, shut up.
It would be the kind of thing where you go, guys, I'm sorry, but I am feeling a bit ill. Can we all go home? By the way, go on Instagram, Tom and Ollie. You can see Tom, I guess, reliving acute hypoxia.
Acute hypoxia.
It looks grim.
It was one of the worst experiences of my life.
But you still got the mustache, which is a real shame. So maybe just shave that off, mate.
133353. Did you ruin it for everyone? Did you get sick? Maybe you're on the boat vomiting and everybody else had to turn back. You're on a hike. You got parched. 133353. Did you ruin it for everyone? Tom and Ollie, Triple M, give us a call. That was Made for Loving You Kiss. Triple M's Tom and Ollie will ask, are you reincarnated very soon? As we do have questions on this show, but 133353, the reason you should call now is, did you ruin it for everyone? Did you get sick and have to turn back? I was up the largest mountain in the world, Ollie.
Have you worked that out? Can you say that? The largest mountain?
According to Wikipedia, Manakea on the island of Hawaii, in Hawaii. Manakea is over 10,000 metres tall and is the tallest mountain on Earth. It's about 1 million years old.
But not the highest?
No.
Is that the difference?
Most of the mountain's underwater, Ollie. So when you measure it from the oceanic base, it's the tallest mountain in the world.
So then what's Everest?
Real tall.
The biggest?
Well.
The highest?
Yeah, it's the tall, yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You climbed.
Statistics.
Whatever. The point is, you were in Hawaii, and you...
Passed out.
Passed out, ruined it for everyone. Yeah. And all I want to say to that is, see ya day.
What's that?
What a pity, in Thai.
Oh, did you go to Thailand, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And I didn't almost die. I just had a good time. Yeah. Got a great tan.
Well, because you stayed at the resort.
I did. It was my last resort to have a good time.
Hey, Jordan.
G'day, boys. How you doing?
Yeah, good. What are you doing tonight? Just hanging out?
Just sitting in my car, pulled over. Heard you guys and thought you had a decent story about the time I ruined it for everyone.
Oh, no. What happened,
That's
mate?
That plays out normally. All right. Tell us about it.
Yeah, my late teenage years. I was at my good friend Will's birthday around at his place.
Really?
Didn't have as much money back then, so we were drinking box wine, had the goon bag going. I may have drank a little bit too much, and when I was standing outside, decided to have a bit of a nap in the garden. A couple of boys were filming, having a bit of a laugh. One of them started going, oh, shit, wasp. Oh, sorry. One of them got stung by a wasp, and next thing I know, they're all getting stung by wasps. Sprint inside. Turns out I was laying on a wasp nest in a garden. Wasps went crazy. So people are wrapping themselves in curtains, trying to hide in wardrobes, trying to lock themselves in toilets and stuff. While poor Jordan's laying on the wasp nest still.
Are they on the ground, wasp nets?
Yeah, apparently.
Were you getting destroyed by them?
Yeah, I got stung pretty bad.
My
first kind of memory is sitting in the ambulance, looking out at my dad just shaking his head and kind of laughing.
Well, that's your first memory. Wow, that's must have been much of a childhood.
Couple of cop cars, couple of ambulances, and I got 26 different sting spots. And apparently wasps, when they sting, they just go to town and they just keep
Yeah, they go again and again and again, unlike bees, which just die.
Yeah, so that was about 10 years ago, and I'm still off all wine now. Can't drink it. Makes me feel sick.
Well, cask wine, but have a nice Shiraz. You'd be fine, surely.
Can't do it. No.
Oh, just, wow. God, I couldn't live.
Too much post-traumatic stress.
Yeah. Not even a carton, eh?
Nice fruity Lexia on a Monday night, yeah.
But hang on. How did you ruin it for everyone? They just all got stung by wasps.
Yeah.
Everyone got stung by wasps. The party was going well, and yeah, they all got chased inside. Apparently,
yeah,
after...
you said it all. Yeah.
See you die.
Sorry?
What a pity. For the fourth time.
Oh, sorry.
See you die.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. The only question we have is how the hell is Home and Away still on air? We'd rather listen to these two. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Tom, we've been away, obviously, for 2 weeks, which means that we should catch up at some point on our cryptocurrency.
Oh my God,
situation.
I forgot about that.
Hosting an interview party that is entirely funded by cryptocurrency at this stage.
Yeah, all thanks to CoinSpot. Buy and sell cryptocurrencies on Australia's most trusted trading platform, coinspot.com.au.
That's so true, Tom. Thanks for saying that.
Sorry, yeah.
But we did invest $2,500.
Yeah.
It's at the last check-in, so 2 weeks ago and a bit, it was down to $2,040. So... I'm worried about the trajectory there.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that at some point tonight, hopefully, and check in. And of course, as the month goes on, as the year goes on, we'll have to keep across those figures to get you there. Otherwise, if we can't get you there, it's not a good party.
Everyone might be walking or taking the bus.
Oh, and
to
you,
the party.
You can't, you know, it's like in the sky bus. Oh, it's just difficult. You know, you do it sometimes.
Yeah. Is Skybus a national thing?
Well, no, probably not. But what I'm saying is getting the bus from the airport, you know, it's a real pain in the ass.
Up next, we'll find out what the nation thinks about the TV Week Logie Awards that happened last night. That's right. Yeah, the Logies happened last night, if you didn't know, because I didn't. I read the news last night. But to get us there, it's brand new Aussie music. This one's called Don't Lose It by those guys called The Living End. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's the Sunny Boys. Ooh, yummy. Love a Sunny Boy. Alone With You. Before that, new Aussie music from The Living End called Don't Lose It. Of course, triplem.com.au if you want to find out or if you want to tell us what you think about the music. Coming up very soon, everyone has an impressive story, you know, something you've done, but is it good enough to impress Shania Twain? We'll play a brand new game. It is Tom and Ollie here. We have questions.
Good stuff, Tom. But one thing we have missed recently, last night the Logies were on and it bypassed you and me, Tom, didn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, we had an excuse. We've been away. You're in Hawaii.
Yes.
And I was in Thailand. Sadi Ka. But I guess it's worth just, you know, paying a bit of homage. It was the 60th anniversary, I believe, or the 60th rendition of the Night of Nights for TV.
I can tell you that it was the fourth most watched thing, Ollie.
Oh, right.
House Rules beat it in third with
915,000
viewers. And both 7 and 9 News came in first and second, respectively.
TV's own Night of Nights didn't even win TV ratings. It came fourth. Doesn't that say something about their self-indulgent sort of...
How dare you, Ollie? That is the Night of Nights.
The mirror reflecting onto a mirror kind of feel that the Logies has of like, how good are we? Look at us. We're doing a great job. But I want to know if you've actually sat down and watched the Logies. Like, last night, did you sit down and actually watch it?
No one actually watched it.
Well, I don't think they are,
The
Tom.
Days are gone, surely. Well, Grant Denyer did win the Gold Logie. His speech was quite interesting.
But for the very last time, Survey says... Thank you so much for making this your top answer. I really appreciate it. God love you, everybody. Thank you so much.
And that man's your idol, Tom.
He is
that
crying.
That man is your idol.
Surely he's crying on the inside saying Survey Says to win the Gold Logie.
Shouting that with such confidence. But look, 133353, if you did sit down to watch the Logies, because I can't imagine who would have watched it, Tom.
Well, apparently the nation did, Ollie, and let's see what they thought in TV Tommy.
Good evening and welcome to television.
Missed what was on the box?
Touchdown!
Game on, lols.
Catch up with TV Tommy.
So just to find out what the nation did think about the TV Week Logie Awards, I went to the TV Week Facebook page, Ollie.
Excellent. What a resource.
Some people went to town, Ollie. Sandy just said, talentless nobodies. Simply that.
That's it.
Yeah. Just talentless
nobody. She's gone onto the page to write that two-word comment.
Well, Simon wrote, it's 2018. Why haven't they invented a cutlery noise cancellation device already? Doesn't like people eating dinner, apparently.
Doesn't like to hear Ray Mager
Ray Mager.
Ray Mager.
Mega.
A.K.A. Flame and Glass from Home and Away, eating his steak and chops.
And winning his popular actor award as well, Ollie.
He must have won those before, surely.
Catherine was saying, I'm noticing that it seems very difficult for our Australian personalities and actors to clap. Just clap. Whoever is on stage, just clap for them. It's manners. Excuse me. It's manners. Doesn't cost their cheap asses anything. I could clap louder than that in an entire room. Lol, crying face, crying face, crying face.
You've got to wonder about some people, don't you? That is interesting.
Now, Marita was trying to vote, Ollie. She was trying to vote because that was the first time they had...
too late.
Well, no, it was the first time they had live voting happening on during
so Grant was probably posting on his page saying, guys, vote now, vote now.
But Marita was saying, well, I have attempted to vote in the TV Week Logie Awards, but an error message states that the voting is closed. TV ads state that voting is now open.
I'm in the room with you and I can
barely
understand.
What is the problem, please?
Too much or not enough teeth in that lady's mouth.
I know.
I don't know what the issue is there.
Strange. You could hear all that through the Facebook comments.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think Fiona really brought it home, and she doesn't even need a character, Ollie, because Fiona was just saying, personally, for me, I think it was the worst Logies of 60 years. Oh. There was nothing said about 30 years of Home and Away. No host for the Logies and nothing to even acknowledge that it was the big 60 of Logies. All I saw and heard was a lot of tasteless jokes at other people's experiences. I think she meant something else there. But and a lot of inappropriate comments that just made me cringe. Fingers crossed that next year the network goes back to the original format that was the beginning of Gold Logies 60 years ago. Shocking face, shocking
the
face.
The worst in 60 years.
Fingers crossed.
From Fiona. That's impressive that she's seen that many Logies and is still on Facebook commenting with such adeptness.
It's strange, isn't it?
You're all up to date thanks to TV Tommy.
Well, amazing stuff, Tom, but I still want to know, 133353, did you actually watch the Logies?
Did anyone actually watch the Logies? Come on, jump on that phone, 133353.
And give us a review. If you like Fiona, do you want to review it?
Mate, there's no one who watched the Logies.
Well, no, apparently there was literally 851,000.
Should be watching Did You Watch House Rules, because that'd be better. 133353, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's the Red Hot Chili Peppers with Breaking the Girl. Very soon you'll hear about a man that thinks he was reincarnated from a famous
artist. Can hear your mocking tone there, Tom.
And like mathematician.
You're mocking this man.
I'm not being Judge Judy here.
Because my mum is a Buddhist, Tom, so don't be mocking reincarnation.
Well, we have questions. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We will be asking, are you reincarnated very soon? But 133353, we're asking if anybody actually sat down and watched the TV Week Logie Awards last night.
Yeah, who watched the Logies? You know who is reincarnated, Tom? Yeah. This morning is Grant Danyer, reincarnated into the most popular gold Logie trophy holding man in Australia. Mm. And congrats to him. When you played that speech of Grant's before, when he did say Survey...
Let's play the feud!
He said, for the last time, Survey Says...
Do you want me to play the audio?
I thought it was a joke. I thought it was a parody. Yeah, play it.
Yeah.
But for the very last time, Survey Says... Thank you so much for making this your top answer. I really appreciate it. God love you, everybody.
He's in the zone, isn't he?
Can I say, I mean, by the way, nobody's called up, so apparently nobody watched the Logies. Great. But the Gold Logie, right, that's at the very end, isn't it? Like, They're not announcing the Gold Logie at the start. No. You're staying up
surely
to watch who the Gold Logie winner is.
Was it Kerri-Anne Kennelly last year? Or did she get
Hall of Fame? I think it was Ray Meagher.
Oh, okay.
You know, Ray from
Flaming
Home
Glass.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was him.
Okay.
But Ollie, the Gold Logie being at the end, that means that it was past 11 o'clock. It was like nearly midnight when the Gold Logie got
announced.
He's pulling out Survey Says. Like, these are grown adults sitting up watching a man go, Survey Says, thank you so much.
But he's a bit drunk. They're all drunk. So it's probably going off like a house on fire.
Oh, people are going, this is great.
More Survey Says.
Oh, guys, this guy's doing a quote for his show.
He's doing the Survey Says gear for us. And we're not even in the studio watching the show.
Oh, so much fun.
Okay, let's move on, Tom. No one watched Logies. Probably a good result for humanity. It's potentially a bit of a dying trend, the Logies, but who knows? Best of luck to the 61st year next year. Moving right along, I got a brand new game for us, Tom.
What?
Over the holidays, our holidays we had for 2 weeks, I've thought of a brand new one. It's called Can You Impress Shania Twain?
Oh, everybody's got an impressive story.
Survey says... That's a yes. But maybe you can't. I don't know. How impressive is your story? 133353... Have you got an impressive story? Tom and I will not be judging this.
No,
we are taking a back seat.
No.
We're like on The Voice with no chairs.
Yeah.
Shania Twain has the chair. She'll spin around if she's impressed.
133353. Impressive stories. Get on the phone now. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Living on a prayer. Bon Jovi after 8 o'clock. We'll ask, are you reincarnated? We have questions here with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Right now, 133353. Can you impress Shania Twain? Look, it's a new one for a Monday, Tom. I thought just a great chance for us to step back and for you on 133353 to share an impressive story, to throw it out there into the ether and see if you can impress the one and only Shania Twain. I mean, we all know she's very...
She's hard to impress.
She's hard to impress. She's judgy. She's famous for not being impressed by such things as, you know, being a rocket scientist.
Well, because you got the brain, but not the touch.
Yeah. Well, even if you're Brad Pitt, she's not impressed.
Well, she's got the looks, but not the touch.
That's right. Even if you have a car.
Yeah, well, because you got the moves and not the touch.
That's right, Tom. Or even if you were Elvis or something.
Got the moves and not the touch.
No. And in all those occasions, Shania was persistently and vehemently, I will put it to you, not impressed. That don't impress me much. So on 133353, impress Shania Twain is what we're doing. I mean, can you share a story you've done something recently that could be impressive? Maybe a friend of a friend had a shocking situation that they got in. and when you retell it, it'll be impressive.
Yeah, great. That don't impress me
much. I don't know why I said a friend of a friend.
The setup of that game was did not impress Shania.
No. Have you got a friend of a friend?
Okay.
All right, we got one.
It's very easy. If you've got an impressive story, 133353. That's as simple as that.
Has a friend of a friend got an impressive story?
So just you. Tim on 133353. Good evening. How are you?
Hey.
Good. Tim, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad.
Thanks. You're all right, Tim?
I'm thinking, sorry, I'm just catching my breath.
Okay, awesome. Do you want to try and impress Shania Twain?
I think even though Brad Pitt doesn't impress her, I think multiple celebrities would in one.
Okay.
I'm talking about celebrity impressions. I reckon that would get it across the line.
Oh, okay. You can impress with some impressions.
How many impressions you got for us, Tim?
I got about two.
Okay, so. Great.
About two? Could be one, could be three.
That's more than one, at least.
All right, go for it. Well, why don't you show Shania...
Give us your best two.
Yeah, go show Shania Twain your two best impressions.
Okay, so I'm thinking Owen Wilson, first of all.
Right. We'll see if Shania is impressed by Owen as well. Okay, let's hear this.
Bit of a... Oh, wow. Yeah. That's all I got.
Okay. Well, she's going to reserve judgment until the second impression. So why don't you...
Second impression, a bit of Christopher Walken.
Okay.
I'm thinking, it's like a mouse. It's like mice. I'm crawling around in the city. That's it. That's all I got. Seven word mouth.
Yeah, well, that's
a lot.
It's not bad.
I was impressed.
Yeah, let's
see. You like that?
Yeah, I liked it.
We'll find out if Shania is. That don't impress
me much. Damn it!
Sorry.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry, Tim.
It was good, Tim, but
we liked it.
First one was pretty average. Let's be honest.
Yeah,
Christopher Walken was better.
If you've got something that you reckon could impress Shania Twain, 133353. Thanks, Tim. You might have to try next time. For Joel, do you want to try and impress Shania Twain?
Yeah, g'day, boys. I got Mitch Marsh to scull my beer after the 2015 World Cup.
Who's that?
The cricket player.
Yeah,
Mitch Marsh.
I knew that. I'm very Triple M.
So you got him to scull it. You just gave it to him?
Yeah, so as the players were doing their lap of honour after the game, we called Mitch Marsh over and another player and me and a mate had a couple of beers and we gave him one and he scalled him in front of the crowd.
Oh, God, Joel. I'm so sorry.
Shania jumped in there.
I was impressed, Joel.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers, but no cheers.
One
triple. Mitch cheers, but Shania didn't cheers, mate. So, no good.
133.53. Can you impress Shania Twain? Jump on that phone.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Yeah, we have questions. We'll ask, are you reincarnated very soon, as well as the weirdest place you've stayed? But it's kind of an impress-off, isn't it, Ollie?
Yes. Can you impress Shania Twain on 133.53? That is our game tonight. It's heading up. Don't bother calling if you have a car, or if you're a rocket scientist, or if you're Brad Pitt.
Because according
to Shania Twain, that don't impress her too much. That don't impress me much. Right, now let's hear from Bobby, who is out to impress Shania. Evening, Bobby.
Good. How's it going?
Good, mate.
We're here to impress you.
Yeah, again. Yeah. Well, not me, but Shania.
Shania.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
With Bad Boys.
What? What? You're going to sing?
Yeah, yeah. Bad Boys, Bad Boys. What you going to do? What you going to do when we come for you?
Oh, any more? That don't impress me.
Sorry, Bobby. I mean, we were impressed. We really were.
Yeah. That's all I've got, sorry.
Yeah, you guys are talented. I reckon you should get on some kind of singing show.
Go on The Voice or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying out for there.
Yeah, cool. Good on you, Bobby. Well, Shania wasn't impressed, but we'll keep it open.
Yeah. If you've got an impressive story, an impressive skill, 133.53. Impress Shania. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Live music from Talking Heads, Burning Down the House. Triple M's Tom and Ollie, we have questions, and you may have been using toilet paper wrong your whole life. Tonight, we get to the bottom, pun intended, of how much toilet paper is the correct amount in Naughty After Nine, Ollie.
Oh, wow, Tom. That should be an explosive conversation, I reckon.
Oh, don't say explosive when we're talking about toilet paper.
But right now, can you impress Shania Twain?
That's impress-off.
That's the challenge. Maybe it's a story from the weekend, or maybe it's something you've achieved, or just a skill you have, but we aren't the judges.
No.
Shania is.
And she's quite judgy.
The beautiful goddess that is Shania Twain. Her music is amazing. And she's also a beauty queen, isn't she?
You're so into Shania Twain, it's disgusting.
Oh, I big time am. Yeah, yeah. Country Girls, that's that country singer.
No, it's when they wear leopard print for you.
That's also, I mean, that album cover with the leopard print, God.
I've been friends for 10 years and something I do know is that you love leopard print.
Not on you, though, just to be clear. It's more of a female thing. Tom, I'm sorry.
Well, I wear it regularly for you enough. James on 133.53, what, you reckon you can impress Shania Twain?
I reckon I can, boys. I reckon, you know, a bit of toilet humour on the way home from work's pretty good, but I think I got something a bit better up my sleeve.
Okay.
Yeah, better than Tom's bottom chat. Okay. All right, well, James, what have you got?
Have you ever heard of Foghorn Leghorn, the old cartoon character, the rooster?
Can't say I have.
Sure.
You have.
Yeah, no, don't.
I said, Bob, get your fanny paper and nickel out of here, Bob.
Well, I haven't heard that before, James, but...
why don't you get into that impression?
Yeah, well...
Our producer, Eli, was saying that's pretty good.
I can't do that one.
Eli, have you heard that?
I can do it.
God, no, yeah,
just enough. Have you heard that before? That is that from a show, Eli?
Yeah, Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes.
Oh, it's Looney Tunes.
And that was pretty accurate?
Yep.
You're impressed?
Uncanny.
Uncanny. Well, unfortunately, it's not impressed Eli, our new producer, now that we've sacked Bell. It's actually up to Shania Twain. So, with bated breath, Shania. That
don't impress me. Oh, God, James.
Sorry, James.
Oh, sorry, mate.
That sucks, guys.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
Well, we were impressed. Blame, so is our producer, Eli. But
blame the leopard print goddess that is Shania.
Poor Shania. We've got one more. Peter on 133.53. You're out to impress Shania tonight. What have you got for us?
Yeah, hi, boys. I got a bit of a Kermit the Frog and a bit of a Elmo.
A lot of impressions happening.
Heaps of impressions. Yeah. It's like when you talk about road rage or something. Pretty much everyone talks about road rage.
All right, Peter, hit us up. What is it?
Okay, so Kermit the Frog. Hello, this is Kermit the Frog calling into Triple M to say hello.
No. Oh, it's just Peggy. Ah!
I mean, well, I like it.
That's pretty good. Can you just personalise it to say, hey, Tom and Ollie? Just can you do that for us, please?
Hello, Tom and Ollie.
Great.
How are you having a good night tonight? Oh, my God. It's Trippy Frog.
Good stuff.
Yeah, well, I like it.
I like the personal touch, giving our names there. That's very good.
I'm impressed. I am very impressed by that, Peter. But should we ask Shania?
It's a crossover. That don't
impress me much. Everything. She's so tough,
she's
Peter.
To
very tough.
She's really hard to impress.
Very me. Sexy, though.
Well, work on that impression, mate. You'll, we'll try and get it.
Maybe
next
call
time.
Again next week, Peter, on a Monday.
With the better impression of Kermit the Frog.
Very similar, but maybe slightly improved.
Work it on in the mirror, I reckon.
All right, well, Shania Twain lives another week without being impressed. That was the inaugural, by the way. Look, I reckon it returns.
Up next, are you reincarnated?
Hmm?
Someone thinks that they are, Ollie. We'll find out who next. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's Queen, Killer Queen. Before that, Smells Like Teen Spirit. Nirvana, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. We've all stayed in that strange accommodation whilst on holiday. Soon we want to ask about the weirdest place you've stayed because we have questions. But 133353, are you reincarnated? Let's get serious here for a second, Ollie. Are you reincarnated?
It's a pretty goddamn serious question, Tom. You can't just throw out, you can't just be at a pub and go, hey, are you reincarnated? Well, obviously not. It's a full-on question.
Well, I was reading a popular newspaper called The Age online, theage.com.au, Ollie.
Great.
Melbourne newspaper.
Love it.
Sergey? How would you say his name?
Serge? Yep.
Sergey?
No, it's probably Serge.
Is it just Serge? Does someone have a name Serge?
Yes. Haven't you seen the taxi ads that say, no Serge, just Serge driving?
Is Serge a character?
Yeah, they say no Serge prices, just Serge driving.
That's funny.
And he looks like he's going to kill you.
That's funny. Well, this guy called Serge, right, claims he's a reincarnation of Leonardo da Vinci and Pythagoras. You know that mathematician who made up Pythagoras' theorem?
Yeah.
Well, he discovered it, I should say.
What was his name?
Who?
Oh, it was Pythagoras. Yep.
Yeah. Good. Glad you're getting along here. I mean, there's this whole stuff about him being a tennis coach that went bankrupt, and there's a few things about... Esoteric
a lot of
healing
red flags here,
hands-on
Tom.
Complementary healing techniques and stuff like that. But I won't get into it because there's
hands-on.
No, don't worry. There's court cases and stuff. I don't want to get into defamation. All right.
But what you're saying is this guy is not a weirdo or a bona fide creep. He's reincarnated.
I love this idea of reincarnation, though, Ollie. I mean, it's part of the. Is it part of Buddhism? Is that right?
Yes, it is, Tom. So it's interesting to me that you've brought up this idea of reincarnation via an article about a hands-on masseuse called Serge, who is doing dodgy stuff. You could have just said, how amazing is reincarnation in the Buddhist form?
Yeah, well, get topical. You know, I saw this story weeks ago. Get the topicality into the show, Ollie.
Well, my mum is Buddhist, and so, yeah. You
is
asked,
she?
Yes, she's a Buddhist. My uncle is as well. Doesn't force it upon me, which is nice. I mean, we just heard from Nirvana, the band. It's all about reaching Nirvana. Not the band, but I mean, that's what the concept is. It's about finding a new place free from pain, free from suffering.
And so with Buddhists, so do they, have they come from someone and they're going to be reincarnated afterwards?
Look, I'm no expert, but from what I understand, I believe it, that part of the motivation for being a good person in Buddhism is that if you're a good person, you'll come back a higher being. And humans are seen as doing pretty well in the order of animal life.
Yeah.
And if you're a bad person, you could become a rat or an ant.
Oh.
Or a Tom Bainbridge.
Excuse me.
Nah, you're right.
Thanks, man.
You're right. Just having a laugh. But that's it. That's how it works. So you get reincarnated based on
and
whether
is that
you're a good person.
Is that where karma comes from?
That's about karma. It's about karma, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what John Lennon was singing about.
Instant karma he was singing about, which doesn't really happen.
No.
Unless you get hit by a bus.
133353. It is a long shot, but... Are you reincarnated? Have you been reincarnated? Do you know someone that was reincarnated?
Do you believe heavily in reincarnation?
Maybe we could get a Buddhist on the phone. 133353.
Yeah.
Reincarnation.
Or another
discussed.
Weird taxi driver.
No,
called
he
Serge.
Wasn't a taxi driver. You've got the story wrong there. 133353. We have questions. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. The man, the killers, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. What's the weirdest place you've stayed, as well as what the normal amount of toilet paper to use in Naughty After Nine is?
Oh, that's going to be fiery, that debate, Tom.
Well, it's Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
I've heard some toilet paper numbers very low and very high. But, Tom, right now you've actually asked a fairly deep question. I mean, we're back on a Monday. We're pumped to be here.
Yeah.
We're tackling the big stuff, and you've asked, Are you reincarnated? And that was your question you wanted to put out.
Yeah. And have you been reincarnated?
And you came to this not through religion that is well known, like Buddhism, but you instead found
Jainism and Hinduism and Sikhism.
Yep. They're all very similar. Mm. Instead, you found a story, probably news.com, really. But
nah, it's the age.com.au, mate.
About a guy called Serge, who's 54, and he claims to be a reincarnation of Leonardo da Vinci and Pythagoras.
Painter, both. The mathematician.
He claims to be reincarnated into all these different people, which is amazing. So, big question, Tom, to ask.
Yep.
Where to from here? Mm. In a lack of callers.
Yeah, there's no one.
Are you sad about that?
Am I sad about the lack of callers?
Yes.
In a past life, I had a really good radio show.
Did you? Because I've been with you for your entire radio career, and I'm not sure you have had a great radio past.
I don't know what.
Maybe in a future life.
That I would have a really good
one. Yeah, potentially.
I hang out with you too much, though.
In your past radio life, you were a rat. Anyway,
an actual rat.
I don't know for sure. I'm just saying I was probably a horse, a gelding.
A horse?
A thoroughbred.
Why were you a horse?
Oh, well, there's no more regal animal than the horse.
Horses suck. Cows are better than horses.
Are you serious?
Yeah, cows are.
If you were reincarnated, 133353, what animal would you want to come back as? Let's go there, mate, because I'm happy to go toe-to-toe.
All right.
We've had this
debate. Why don't it be a lion?
We've discussed this before. You're saying lion now. In the past, you've said that a cow was cooler than a horse.
Well, a cow is cooler than a horse.
No.
Yeah, a horse is like, look at me, I'm all cool. And it's like, no, you're not, mate. You're showing off.
Horses get sold for millions of dollars.
And so do cows, mate.
No, they don't.
Have you ever heard of prime Angus beef?
Yeah, it makes about 20 burgers. It's not $1 million. Have you ever heard of black caviar? Not the food.
I love caviar.
The horse. 133353, look, this is going to go nowhere with you and I, but I think it's a good question.
Okay.
If you were to be reincarnated as an animal,
yeah.
I mean, in Buddhism, they do say that rats and the inferior animals are the worst ones and that there are better ways to come back. I mean, a cat's got a good life.
Hang on, who's saying that a rat is a bad animal? I know that they've got a bad rap because they spread disease and stuff. But
Buddha.
Buddha's just saying it.
He one day, he's very peaceful normally, but one day he came out and said, you know what, rats are shit.
Rats are pretty shit.
Rats are pretty shit. If you're a bad person, you'll be a rat.
133353, Eddie, if you were reincarnated, what animal would you come back as?
Not a rat. An eagle, matey.
Eagle?
An eagle.
Oh. Eddie the Eagle, you reckon?
Yeah.
Like the movie.
Film, yeah. Why an eagle?
Well, apex predator, you know, he's up there, no one to bother him.
Yep. Mm. Apex predator, what a phrase. Is that when they're high up?
No, that's just, he's like the top of the food chain in the bird world, I suppose.
That's your own turn of phrase. That's pretty cool. So, wedge tail or just any old kind?
Just any old, mate. Yeah.
Then you have to eat rats. You're aware of that?
That's all right, I suppose.
Yeah, it's part of the eagle life.
As long as it's eating.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, look,
we've got a feeder on the phone.
We'll keep it open, I reckon.
Yeah, 133353. What animal would you come back as if you were reincarnated?
Yeah, Tom, I know I've been having a go at you. I was being mean about you being a rat. I think that's unfair. I'm not sure what you come back as. It might be something more profound, like a goat.
Well, here's for Eddie. There's a bit of Eagle Rock
nice.
To go into the ad break. But 133353, what animal would you come back as if you were reincarnated? You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. They ask the questions you never even knew you wanted answers to.
Sarah, did you see this shrine that Ollie had of you?
Yes, and I'd like to clarify, it was actually over a year before we started dating, Ollie.
Oh.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
If you could come back as any animal, that's right, being reincarnated, what animal would you come back as? 133353.
Powerful stuff, Tom, or should I say goat? Let's hear from Glenn.
Since when did we decide that I was going to be a goat?
Well, I don't know. What else would you be? Glenn, 133353.
Jellyfish.
What would you come back at? Jellyfish. It's just floppy and useless. Checks out.
Oh,
Glenn, what would you come back as?
A T-Rex.
A T-Rex.
And, yeah, you know,
I know everyone would be thinking, yeah, T-Rex, it's the top of the food chain and dinosaur era, but it's actually not because of that. It's just more because I've got ridiculously long arms and I can't fit into anything. So I think it would just be perfect.
You want to get some nice little pokey little arms?
Yeah. Yeah, I reckon that would work.
Hard to dress, though, a T-Rex, aren't they? Surely.
So the big heads. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, you would die out eventually. You're cool with that?
Oh, I don't know. These days, I don't reckon you'd die out.
No, everyone does.
I guess it's whole reincarnation. That's what we're talking about.
Oh, jeez. Things have got dark. 133353. If you could come back as any animal, if you could be reincarnated, what would it be? 133353. Not a horse. They're just
horse?
Obnoxious. They're
horses
obnoxious.
Great.
You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Paul Kelly with To Her Door. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Hey, if you want to have a say in the music that we play, head to triplem.com.au and join the Triple M Club. Become a Triple M Club member. Why not? Just have a say on the music. Very soon, we'll find out the weirdest place you've stayed as well.
Yeah, or get involved on Facebook at Tom and Ollie if you want to have a chat with us on the socials about the topics of the day. I mean, today we're talking about right now, we're discussing reincarnation and the animals you'd come back as if you could be reincarnated.
Yep.
And, you know, if you're honest, if you're an honest person, you'll say, you know what, boys, I've lived a bad life. I'm going to come back as a possum or a raccoon.
A possum?
Well, because it's low down on the chain.
Possums are low down. They're a native animal to Australia. They're beautiful. Maybe if you're in New Zealand, you'd come back as a possum because they're a pest over there.
Well, I've been saying rat, but I was just trying out a new animal.
Why wouldn't you say cockroach?
Yeah, good call. Yeah, you'd be a cockroach.
Robin on 133.
No, but I'm just going to say, before you get to Robin, on Facebook, Matt got in touch.
You're Robin-er of it, huh? Oh, his time, I should say.
Matt said, look, for him, like what we were saying, Tom, a strong animal, he said a cow or a horse. Doesn't help our debate, though, about which one's better.
And cows are definitely cool. I mean, they're chill.
I could walk up to a cow and just destroy it so easily.
Yeah, but you could do that to a child, and you don't say that about children, do you? Children are beautiful. They just hang out.
It's dark, isn't it?
Is it?
Horses are flighty because they're smart. No, they'll run away.
No, they're obnoxious. they're like an idiot radio host.
You don't know horses. You don't know horses. Shut up. Robin, how are you?
Yee, how are you?
Yeah, good.
Good. Yee-haw, how are you?
Good, good.
Yeah. I said hello to you twice today.
Oh, sorry. Mate, I'd love to come back as a Canadian bear. They're a majestic animal, and they've got so much freedom up there. So I've been a pretty good boy all my life, so I'd reckon if I'm lucky, I may come back as one.
And so you Canadian bears particularly?
Yeah, because there's so much area up there, you know, freedom. Yeah.
You're aware that Tom, when you said bear... Tom's listening pretty intently now. He doesn't mind a bear.
Yeah, oh, cool, yeah.
Would you go out with Tom and wrestle bears in Canada?
No, I don't think so.
But if you're a bear, you'd be wrestling other bears, you know?
Not unless he's had a feed.
Well, if you've had a feed, maybe the three of you can go wrestling bears.
If you're a bear, you'd have a big feed, wouldn't you?
Yeah. You'd have a big feed.
Big old bear?
You'd have a big soupy feed.
Excuse me? Huh?
Big cream of
horses
pumpkin.
Are obnoxious. That's all. That's how we'll end that. All right. Horses are very obnoxious.
Good chats.
Up next, we'll find out the weirdest place you've stayed. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. Shimmer, fuel, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. And you may have been using toilet paper wrong your whole life. Tonight, we'll get to the bottom, pun intended, of how much toilet paper is the correct amount in Naughty After Nine. Only 15 minutes away. Ollie, you know how you stay in those houses. Those weird places, that accommodation overseas or when you're on a holiday and you go, there's something not right about this.
It happens. Hard to avoid. Depends where you go. I mean, I was in the Marriott Resort in Thailand.
Oh.
Wouldn't say it was weird. I'd say it was pretty nice.
Oh, my cash register sound is like being expired, so I can't put
the cash
sound.
Oh, you've lost
the
cash
in.
Sound. We got a deal on the front page of the paper, so we're pretty cheap.
Really?
Couldn't order off the menu.
Actually, from the paper?
Yeah, you know the front page? It's like luxury escape, getaway.
Here we go. Got a new sound effect.
Couldn't order a la carte. Had the set menu every time. That was okay.
Well, I booked an Airbnb. I was on the north shore of Hawaii in Oahu.
Yes. Surfing, were you?
Close to Pipeline. There wasn't much surf around, actually, when I was there.
That's funny, because you always say you're a surfer. You went to Hawaii, you went to the Pipeline. Yeah. Once again, you didn't surf. So I still believe you don't surf. Your dad was a surfer. We all know that.
Cowabunga, Hang 10. My dad is a legendary surfer, and therefore I am too.
How have you even got a tan? Because you're in the shadow of your father. It's incredible that you've managed to get a tan at all.
At least I've got one dad and not 15.
Oh, you got me.
Oh, you got
step families.
Too many dads. Oh. Whose advice do I take? Stop fathering me. I've got too many dads.
The more advice, the better, mate. Where was your dad? Surfing?
Nope.
Where were you? On the sand. Dad, can I come in? If you can swim.
Anyway, booked an Airbnb on the North Shore of Hawaii, and it was pretty weird. Let me run you through a few things that happened. I rocked up. The front door was wide open when I rocked up. This was like a shared accommodation through Airbnb, so kind of like a hostel, but in someone's house. Okay. So I rock up. There's just a dude playing PlayStation with the door front door wide open. I rock up. He's like, "Hey," and I go, "Yeah, hey."
Where'd you book it?
Airbnb.
Right.
And he's like, "Oh, you want to check in?" I'm like, "Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, that'd be good."
So I'm just gaming. Give me a second.
He's like, "Oh, okay, cool. Where are we going to put you?" He kind of walks around the house.
No.
I've got my bags. I'm like, "That's cool, man. Like, whenever, whatever." He's like, "Oh, no, that bed, I think, is full. You can go in the girls' room."
That bed's full?
Yeah.
Like, it's got five people in it? Not even taken or empty, just full.
It was just someone's shack of a house, and they just put bunk beds in the rooms and classified
it as
a hostel.
What was the rating on Airbnb? Why'd you even go here in the first place?
It was
place?
Actually a pretty good rating. It was really strange, though. So anyway, I was put in with the girls' room.
Had a great
room.
Time, loved the orgy, would go back again.
So
wouldn't mind some surfing.
He checks me in. He's like, "You can go in the girls' room. That's all fine." But then this older Texan lady comes out going, "Oh, hey, y'all. How y'all doing?" In a nightie, like in a moo-moo.
What time is it?
And she's on her laptop. It was like 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
She's in a nightie. I'm like, why? I'm going to get killed.
You've entered a crack house.
There was 7 different fish tanks in the house.
Oh, that's weird.
And like a large industrial kitchen. I was freaking out. And then he's like, "Oh, I got 2 cats today, so you can play with the cats." I'm like, "Nah, I'm cool."
How many people all up in the place?
So I was freaking out because nobody had rocked up. And then all of a sudden, all these cool young people came around. So it was good.
Okay.
But then there was the 6-year-old man who started drinking at 11 o'clock in the morning and then told everyone that he grew pot back in Portland. So that was pretty strange.
Oh, what?
Rocked up with no luggage. just rocked up with a 2-liter bottle of Coke and a bottle of Jack Daniels.
Potland, more like it.
Exactly, yeah. Right.
But the drinking, I mean, my girlfriend was drinking at 11 a.m. at the resort, so I mean, I can't laugh too heavily at that.
133353. What's the weirdest place you've stayed? Maybe it ended up being like quite haunted.
Oh, you love a haunted house.
I love a haunted accommodation. 133353. What was strange about the place you stayed? We all have those weird places that we booked.
And if your dad is a 10 times better surfer than you, you can also call up 133353.
Yeah, you got 2 dads. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. If you leave me, can I come too? Mental as anything. Triple M's Tom and Ollie, we have questions. Naughty After 9, not far away. Who saw you naked and what's a normal amount of toilet paper? The questions we'll be asking for that one. 133353, not a whole bunch of people getting involved in the weirdest place you've stayed. And when I say not a whole bunch of people, I mean absolutely no one, so... annoying.
Well, I mean, there is more attention on our Instagram. There's a story Tommy put up there.
Oh, yeah.
Tom and Ollie on Instagram of which animal's better, horses or cows. I'm in the horse camp.
Yeah.
You're in the cows camp.
Yeah.
And
we were talking about reincarnation, weren't we?
Yeah. Which animal's better? At this stage, 50-50. So interesting.
Has there been 2 votes?
I wasn't able to work out the feature of how many.
We are the number one development show, so well done.
I can say there's more than 2 votes. I can say that. I would say a lot more.
And that would mean that there have to be more than 3 votes.
I would say a decent amount more than 2 votes on the Instagram poll.
More than double?
More than double that?
More than double 2.
More than double 2. Oh, yeah.
Oh, great.
It's actually...
Just tell
us. It's actually 2 to the power of 3. So if you can work that out.
6.
No, you don't know maths.
Okay, 2 times 2 times 2. 2 times 2 is 4. 4 times... 8.
Yes. Good work, Tom. Anyway, you're telling us about your silly holiday where you went to Hawaii and you stayed at a scary place.
Yeah.
No one's got involved. But you did mention that you managed to get a lot of freebies out of a dating app. How did that work?
Yeah, there's an app called Scruff, right? Which is like a gay dating app.
For bears.
For bears, yeah.
Like
it is
what
for bears.
Old mate before was talking about being a Canadian bear.
Yeah. How about this, though? We went on a manta ray dive. Usually this thing, right, which is where you go night diving and the manta rays come up and eat the plankton from underneath you and they kind of do big circles. It's really cool.
Okay.
These usually cost like $150.
Of course.
USD.
Tours are expensive.
Very expensive. We were chatting to people on Scruff. There was a house of five gays. Drama. Ugh, can you believe it?
Oh, God. Were you filming the TV show?
What?
Which one were you? Quarter for the straight guy.
No, we weren't doing makeovers.
Were you tan?
No. We weren't doing makeovers.
If you were one of the five, which one would you be?
Food.
Though? Food.
Nah, actually culture.
Is there a food?
Yeah, there's a food. He makes stupid, like, he says that he makes an avocado salad, but all he does is put slices of avocado and slices of mandarin on a plate and call it a salad.
And that's why I don't watch it.
Or he makes a margarita. It's like, mate, you're not doing food. You're telling him how to make a drink.
You're getting drunk with him on camera.
Yeah.
I mean, our audience, Tom, would be loving the new season of Career for the Straight Guy. No more Carlson Kresley, to keep you up to speed.
No.
There's a whole new cast.
It's not even called Queer Eye for a Straight Guy anymore. It's just called Queer Eye.
Is it?
Because they make over gay dudes as well.
Oh, great. Oh, so it's Queer Eyes for other queers. God, include the straights.
Anyway, we got a really discounted rate on Mandarin Dive, so that's good. Naughty Afternoon up next.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.